We continue to count the days down to Christmas. Mike and Kim along with you on The Good Stuff, and a Merry Christmas, everyone, from us here at The Good Stuff. And we want to say thank you to TK Angus. They had their bull sale yesterday here at Valentine, Nebraska. Thanks to Tim and Kim and the whole crew at TK Angus for using The Good Stuff program to get the word out about their 41st annual bull sale. And also a big thank you to Brad Arrowsmith on that as well. TK Angus.
And them wishing everyone a Merry Christmas as well. And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. If you want the publication that can keep you in the know, then you really, really need to act today. Subscribe. Go to tsln.com to get all the latest on ranching information, livestock, grain, rodeos, and so much more in Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and they send Merry Christmas wishes as well.
Shippey Realty out of Winter, South Dakota. That's Rick and Lynn Shippey. They want to tell everybody a Merry Christmas as well. And if you're buying or selling or auctioning land, you need to contact Shippey Realty out of Winter, South Dakota. Kim, what do you have to share for us?
I have the perfect gift.
By who?
By Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, she's from the Winter, South Dakota area.
Absolutely. This is it. Not everyone's Christmas is merry. Not everyone's heart filled with cheer. Perhaps it's because they are missing a loved one not with them this year. It might be a soldier in service, or death might have darkened their door. There's reasons why some folks are lonely, and something we should not ignore. It must be real hard to be lonely while others are happy and gay. While we see the blue skies and sunshine, their skies are cloudy and gray. And it's easy with our lives so busy to not take the time to be there to help lift a burden for others and let them know somebody cares. If you want to do something this Christmas to help those who might be alone, take time from your parties and shopping and give them a call on the phone. Better yet, pay them a visit to let them know somebody cares. For none of us know of tomorrow when we may have crosses to bear. So this year, when you go out shopping, be sure that you add to your list a name of someone that's lonely and give them the best kind of gift. You won't have to spend any money, for we know that the best gifts are free. Take time for the lonely this Christmas. It's just how God meant it to be. Yvonne Hollenbeck.
I have something that isn't Christmas related. Can I do that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. This was sent in by D. Hayes to the Good Stuff program, and it's pretty serious stuff. Researchers for the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority recently found over 70 dead crows in the greater Boston area. There was concern that they may have died from the avian flu. A bird pathologist examined the remains of all of the crows and, to everyone's relief, confirmed that the problem was not the avian flu. The cause of death appeared to be vehicular impact. However,
ouch.
During the detailed analysis, it was noted that varying colors of paints appeared on the birds' beaks and claws. By analyzing these paint residues, it was determined that 98% of crows had been killed by impact with trucks, while only 2% were killed by an impact with a car. Isn't that interesting?
That is. Well, that has a bigger profile when it's heading at you, though,
true.
Too.
MTA then hired a avian behaviorist to determine if there was a cause for the disproportionate percentages of truck kills versus car kills. He very quickly concluded the cause. When crows eat roadkill, they always have a lookout crow in a nearby tree to warn of impending danger. They discovered that while all the lookout crows could shout caw, not one of them could say truck.
That is bad. That is very, very bad. Where did you pull that out of?
I got to say, D. Hayes sent it to us. So,
well, as long as it's science-based, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, exactly. All right. We want to say some Merry Christmas wishes. After that story, of course, WW Tire Service wants to send out Merry Christmas wishes to everyone and remind you to dodge those crows. No, don't dodge them. Your insurance person will say, don't dodge them. Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota.
And, of course, Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota. They would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They want to thank their customers and the community. The holidays are a time to open up our hearts. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And also, have a blessed Christmas from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.